Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass. The Little White Church by the late Bonnie Ashley. And The Little White Church was written by Charles Pleasant, and it was a very popular song back in the 1950s and 60s. Bonnie Ashley recorded The Little White Church in 1986 when she was a member of the Nova Scotia Ramblers. Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail, and the late Bonnie Ashley from Carroll's Corner, Nova Scotia, is in our spotlight today. The Gospel Trail is heard over CFTA 107.9, Sunday mornings at 9, and again Monday evenings at 6 p.m. And folks, thanks for tuning us in. Bonnie Ashley was born Bonnie Lee Newman in London, Ontario, on May the 24th, 1953. Her parents are Fred and Sheila Newman, and when Bonnie was 2 or 3, the family moved back to Carroll's Corner. Bonnie has 5 siblings. The oldest is Curtis, then Bonnie, Joanne, Jimmy, Paul and Glenda. And Curtis and Joanne, along with Bonnie and Mom Sheila, would all go on to make their mark in the music industry here on the East Coast. Curtis, Bonnie and Joanne all sang with their Mom Sheila at a very young age. And I understand there were many musical house parties at the Newman household. And the younger children, Jimmy, Paul and Glenda, were not interested in singing. In 1995, Bonnie recorded her one and only gospel CD, a great CD, one titled Look to Him. And here's Bonnie with 2 in a row. I Saw a Man was written by Arthur Smith, and The Book of Life by Dolly Parton.
My hand, he called my name. my heart, I gave my soul, was in his care. Is your name written there on those pages bright and fair? Is your name written in the book of life? If you won't be up there, then down here you must prepare, and your name must be in the book of life. Get down on your knees and pray, from sin must turn away, for your name won't be in the book of life. If you turn to Jesus now, at his feet just humbly bow, then your name will be in the book of life. Don't you know that Christ has sent, that from sin you must repent, for your name to be in the book of life? You will have a great surprise if you fail to recognize that your name must be in the book of life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, for your name won't be in the book of life. Then your name will be in the book of life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the book of life. If you turn to Jesus now, at his feet just humbly bow, then your name will be in the book of life. Don't delay and don't forget, that from sin you must repent, then your name will be in the book of life. Is your name written in the book of life?
Bonnie Ashley with the book of life, and I Saw a Man. And that's from her CD, Look to Him. At the age of 16, Bonnie decided she wanted to learn to play the guitar, and she asked Fred Eisner to find her a reasonably priced guitar. And it was 1969. Fred found her a Harmony H162 flat top. And she used the Harmony until around 1970 when she purchased an Area Western Jumbo. And I also have a guitar exactly the same as that Area guitar that I purchased brand new in 1970. And according to Neil Rosenberg, Bonnie went on to be an exceptional rhythm guitar player. Neil is a professor at the University of St. John's, Newfoundland, where he writes music columns for magazines all over North America. And Bonnie was very proud of her Martin Double-Aught 18. And here's a cute story of when Bonnie owned her Harmony guitar. Philip Stevens from Amherst was visiting, and Fred Eisner, Lori Thompson, Bonnie, and Sheila were playing music. And Philip thought he was doing something great, so he passed Bonnie his Martin guitar. Bonnie played one song on it and passed it back to Philip, saying, "I'd rather play my own." Eventually, she ended up owning a Martin guitar, and I am proud to say that I've had the honor of playing Bonnie's Martin Double-Aught 18 on several occasions. Next is Bonnie with I Promise You, then it's her mother Sheila Newman with Nova Scotia My Paradise, a recording Sheila made back in 1969, when she was a member of the Nova Scotia Playboys, the forerunner to the Nova Scotia Ramblers. Here's Bonnie Ashley with I Promise You.
And we'll live in heaven while the angels
the beauty of autumn is with us in a place that was blessed by God's hand.
Sheila Newman, Bonnie's mom, with a number written by Herb Remicombe, Nova Scotia, My Paradise. And you also heard Bonnie with I Promise You. Sheila Newman was a member of the Nova Scotia Playboys, and sometime during the 1970s, Sheila left the group and Bonnie stepped in for a while. And Bonnie and her sister Joanne sang together at concerts, and they recorded the LP, Bluegrass and Country, The Newman Sisters, and it was issued on the Condor label. And it was quite a famous LP. Because of that LP, Bonnie and Joanne performed on a Friday night at the world-famous Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. And they had their pictures taken with all the stars that were there, including the great Bill Monroe. Quite an accomplishment for two young girls from Carroll's Corner, Nova Scotia. And in 1975, Bonnie Newman married John Ashley. And John and Bonnie have two daughters, Lori and Susan. And before Bonnie passed, she would have a beautiful granddaughter, Rayleigh Grace. One of Bonnie's bandmates was the late Ed McCormick. And Ed and Nancy's daughter, Sarah McCormick, was a member of a group called the Gospel Connection. Sarah and Gospel Connection recorded That's All That Matters to Me in 2000. And Sarah McCormick sang harmony vocals on Bonnie's gospel CD, Look to Him. After Sarah McCormick, it's her father, the late Ed McCormick, with Lead Me Home. Lead Me Home was written by Bill Babineau, and Ed is handling the lead vocals. But first, it's Ed and Nancy McCormick's daughter, Sarah McCormick, with That's All That Matters to Me.
I believe there are streets of gold, but it's all right with me if there's nothing more than worn old. Say this.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9. Ed McCormick with Lead Me Home, and Ed went home to be with Jesus in September of 1999. And prior to Ed, you heard his daughter Sarah McCormick with That's All That Matters to Me. In 1982, Audrey Eisner's daughter, Laura Hatton, left the Nova Scotia Ramblers, and Fred asked Bonnie to fill that void. Around 1981, the Nova Scotia Playboys became the Nova Scotia Ramblers. Bonnie was now a member of an all-male group, and she must have been a good sport. And I understand the jokes rolled off of her pretty good, and she could give as well as take. The Nova Scotia Ramblers were extremely busy playing all the country and bluegrass festivals in Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island. In 2004, the Ramblers were inducted into the prestigious Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame. And this would include all the musicians who recorded on the LP Having Fun with Bluegrass. And that would include band leader Fred Eisner, Bonnie Ashley, Ed McCormick, Bill Babineau, Carl Dalrymple, and John Sims. Bonnie's got a couple more songs. I'll Be Praising You was written by the famous Easter Brothers, and Look to Him is the title track from her gospel CD. And here's one of my musical heroes, the late Bonnie Ashley.
Although the storm clouds gather, with a childlike faith, you can move your mountain. With a simple prayer, your answer can be found. Don't turn away, there is no one else to turn to. Look to Jesus, he will never let you down. Look to him, keep your eyes upon the Savior. Trust in Jesus, the one who really cares. Put your hand in the hand of the man who never fails. When you need a friend, look to him. Put your
Bonnie Ashley with Look to Him, and I'll Be Praising You. Friends, on Thursday, September the 11th, Clayton and Myrtle Sanford from Centerville, Kings County, Nova Scotia, will be celebrating 60 years of marriage, their diamond anniversary, a wonderful, momentous occasion. Congratulations on this, your remarkable milestone. For Clayton and Myrtle, I have a couple songs. First, it's my version of Beyond the Sunset, followed by Will You Walk With Me by the Reverend Roy Martin from Grand Falls, Windsor, Newfoundland. Happy anniversary to Clayton and Myrtle. Should you go first and I remain to walk the road alone? I'll live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring I'll wait for roses red when fades the lilacs blue. And in early fall when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first and I remain for battles to be fought, each thing you've touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, though blindly I may grope. The memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Beyond the sunset, oh blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, earth's toiling ended, all glory dawning. Beyond the sunset, when day is done, should you go first and I remain to finish with the scroll, no lessening shadow shall ever creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, we've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. I want to know each step you take that I may take the same, for someday down that lonely road you'll hear me call your name. Should you go first and I remain, one thing I'll have you do. Walk slowly down that long, long path, for soon I'll follow you. In that fair homeland, we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset, forevermore. Friends, friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9. A couple songs for Clayton and Myrtle Sanford from Centerville, Kings County, Nova Scotia. Will You Walk With Me and Beyond the Sunset in honor of their 60th anniversary coming up on September the 11th. We sure wish for the two of you a wonderful, blessed day. Bonnie liked the music of the great Miss Connie Smith, and she must have liked Little Jimmy Dickens because she recorded I'm Little But I'm Loud. She was also very fond of the Sullivan Family, a gospel group from Alabama, and of course, Dolly Parton. A few years back, the gospel group Sunrise, which is Fred Eisner, Wilf Carr, and Murray Deal, performed several concerts at my church in Pugwash, and Bonnie and her mom Sheila were with Sunrise when they came to Pugwash. The next song is a real treat. It's Sheila Newman singing from a live concert, I'll Go to Church Again with Mama, a Buck Owens song. Sunrise is backing them, and Sheila is playing the dobro. You'll hear Bonnie humming and doing harmony vocals in the background. Also, friends, please listen close to the second song. It's Bonnie singing about the woman who had the greatest impact and influence on her singing career, her mother, Sheila Newman. Bonnie wrote it, and it's from a home recording. Sister Joanne is on harmony vocals, and the title of the song is Mama Sing. But first, it's Bonnie and Joanne's mom, Sheila Newman, with I'll Go to Church Again with Mama.
I'll go to church again with Mama someday. In the sweet by and by, I'll go to church again with Mama up there in the chapel in the sky. You know, when I was just a little girl, Mama used to take me to church and we'd read the Bible together. And we'd sing all those wonderful hymns that used to warm your heart all over. Yes, those were the happiest days I ever spent. When I went to church with Mama, I'll go to church again with Mama someday in the sweet by and by. I'll go to church again with Mama up there in the chapel in the sky. Mama's gone to heaven to meet Jesus there, and I know she's happy with our Lord. Someday I'll meet her up there and we'll sing and praise the Lord. When I go to church again with Mama up there in the chapel in the sky, I'll go to church again with Mama someday in the sweet by and by. I'll go to church again with Mama up there in the chapel in the sky. Up there in the chapel in the sky. Family times together, I hold dear to my heart. Sweet memories I cling to when we're apart. In times when I feel lonely, as though I just
one more song for me. Your voice is like an angel, sing a sweet melody. And just for a moment, let me sing along. Oh, mama, sing for me, just one more pretty song. Listening to my mama sing, it fills my heart with joy. As Billy Roy, she'd sing about a little crippled boy. And then she'd sing, I saw the light, and we'd all sing along. I'm thankful to you, mama, for giving me a song. Mama, one more song for me. Your voice is like an angel, sing a sweet melody. And just for a moment, let me sing along. Oh, mama, sing for me, just one more pretty song. Mama, sing for me, one more pretty song.
Bonnie Ashley and Sister Joanne with Mama Sing, a home recording that Bonnie wrote about her mother, Sheila Newman. And just ahead of Bonnie, you heard Bonnie and Joanne's mom, Sheila, with I'll Go to Church Again with Mama. Friends, Curtis and Joanne both made their mark on the music industry here in Atlantic Canada. In 1967, the Nova Scotia Playboys represented Atlantic Canada at Expo 67. Curtis Newman was one of the lead vocalists at the time, and he was heard by 50,000 people who passed in front of them daily. Also in 1975, Joanne released a solo country LP on the Condor label, and one of her songs, Standing on the Promises, not a gospel song, was a hit across Canada. Joanne is married to Floyd Spicer, and she was inducted into the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame in 2015. Their mom, Sheila Newman, was inducted into the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame on September the 16th, 2017. And I'd like to thank bluegrass and old-time country music historian Fred Eisner for much of the info you heard today. One more thing I'd like to share with you. Bonnie Ashley was dedicated to her fans and friends. A few years ago, I performed at an all-gospel show at the Stewiacke River Park. Bonnie was to appear, and we were told that she was coming, but we really didn't think she'd make it. That very same day, Bonnie had major surgery, and I mean major surgery from her cancer. She came and put on a great show. I never knew Bonnie as long as some of the others, but I'll tell you, when she was in the room, there was an awesome person and talent present. Bonnie and John were baptized in 1987, and from that day on, much of Bonnie's energy was spent in performing for the Lord. And I'm proud to say that I know these wonderful Christian people. Bonnie Newman Ashley was an instrument for the Lord, and we who knew her have been touched by this wonderful lady. Her voice, her message for Jesus lives through her recordings. And we thank the Lord for loaning Bonnie Ashley to us for 58 years. Friends, how do we measure the span of a life? There's two lines from a song that come to mind, and those words are, "The only thing you take is what you gave away." And I think that says it all. Bonnie gave much to those who knew and loved her. Friends, if you can, please join me on the Gospel Trail next week. Hank Williams' birthday is September the 17th. I'll be presenting a mini tribute to Hank Williams and also to one of Hank's biggest fans, the late George Hamilton IV. George passed on Hank's birthday. Bonnie wrote Let Your New Life Begin, and Bonnie's new life began on September the 9th, 2011. What a privilege it was for me and others to have known this fine person. When we enter heaven's gate, we'll meet again. here's an awesome talent. And I must say, here's the great Bonnie Ashley with a song she wrote, Let Your New Life Begin. Friends, I hope you enjoyed Bonnie Ashley in our spotlight today. Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.